Beaver head coach Tom Ceratori joining us now outside the Beaver bench. Tom, when you are able to fire 44 shots on goal and hardly ever get a second chance opportunity, again, you tip your hat to the opposition, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. You know what? They're tough in front of their net. You're exactly right. We had a hard time with second chance opportunities, but again, our execution and effort were sure there, and I'm proud of the guys for that. I mean, I don't know when the last time we attempted 84 shots. That's a lot of shots, guys. You know, and half of them hit the net. So I mean, we did our job right there, and this is going to happen. Last night our effort was there last night, but our execution wasn't. And tonight, I thought we played a pretty good 60-minute game. There's no question. You give up a power play goal. It's kind of a seeing eye shot in the third period right there. And then, you know what, the first goal is probably preventable. But other than that, you know what, I thought our guys, all four lines, we rolled them pretty good, and I thought those guys played with a lot of jam and a lot of intensity.
Tom, talk about the too many men on the ice. You guys we've seen a few of those penalties, and for the listeners, it might be frustrating to them, but in that particular case, it was just a case of the puck was in the wrong place at the wrong
time.
Exactly
right.
Change it.
Miles throws the puck up. You know what? He throws the puck up high, low to high, and we're on a line change. It's all this. So one guy's coming off, one guy's going on. It happens all the time, but it's no problem if the puck is not near the bench, you know. But what are you going to do? Happens, yeah. No, that's 90% of the too many men penalties, that's what happens. You throw a puck to the bench, and the guy who's coming on.
Yeah.
Nate Arntz has been scoring in bunches as of late. That was a fantastic shot on that penalty shot.
Yeah, no, it was. It was obviously, it gave us a 1-0 lead, too. And we needed to get that second. We just needed to get the second goal right there. We needed to build on it when we couldn't. Obviously, a two-goal lead would have went a long ways, I think, in this game tonight.
Well, you got to regroup. You got a big series in Houghton next week against Michigan Tech. Put this one in the rearview mirror and move on?
Absolutely. That's all you can do, guys.
See you then, Tom.
All right. See ya.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, with us here on our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight. Princeton wins 3-1.